play or play much at all. How does that make them a different team, or have you even researched it that much yet?
Well, you know, he's obviously a great player, but you know, Minnesota's good. You know, that we've seen the last couple of years. You know, we have to go in there ready to play, and they're going to give us their best shot like they've done the past couple of years. You know,
Shortell's more of a passer, I think. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we definitely got to be prepared for his arm. I think any quarterback can get out the pocket, you know, even if he's not a runner. So, you know, we've got to prepare for anything. And, you know, like I said, Gray's a really good player, but Minnesota's going to bring the best no matter what.
Do you try to forget what happened up there last year or maybe the last 2 years?
I guess you do try to forget, but you want to look back, obviously, because you want to see what they did well against us. So, you know, you definitely want to, you know, forget about, you know, the last couple losses you had against them, because they're big losses, Big Ten games, rivalry games, went up there and lost them both. But, you know, you gotta move forward and, you know, try to prepare your best for this year.
What's the first thing you remember from Minnesota last year? You know, that first play that sticks out in your mind when you're thinking back on the game?
For last year? Mm. To be honest, it's not one any given play. It's just a loss in general. I remember our offense did a very good job, you know, moving the ball that game. I remember Coker having a huge game. You know, he ran as hard as he could, but at the end of the day, you know, we got the loss. You know, it was a hard-fought game, but I think Coach prepared us well for it, but, you know, we just came with the loss.
Do you remember I think it was a touchdown run on 4th-and-1. I think it might have been the winning points by Gray.
Actually, yes. That was towards the south end. Yeah. I know exactly what you're talking about. You know, like I said, Gray's he's a very good player. As you can see, he got outside the pocket on us. He's hard to tackle. Like, you know, he's huge. Definitely hard to tackle. But I remember, you know, last year they moving the ball down there towards the end of the game and, you know, getting it done. No, he had good receivers last year, good backs, just like this year. So, you know, we just know it's going to be a hard-fought game.
Coach Ferrant.
I was just going to ask, when you have on special teams and there's a situation where you're out on the hands team, when you guys are just practicing onside kicks, how do you go about, like, preparing yourself for it as far as, like, who lines up, who's back, and then, like, the roles that everybody has?
I think Coach does a good job of letting us know our roles, to be honest. You know, we work on it all the time in practice, but we know that, you know, the kicking teams are come out in different schemes to try to get us. I mean, as you can see, you know, they had two kickers on the field at the same time. They could have went right, they could have went left. So, you know, you just got to prepare best. I know Coach is going to prepare us well this week for anything to come, just like he's in the past. You know, we're kind of unprepared for that situation, but, you know, I have confidence in the coaching and they're going to get it done.
Do you keep what Minnesota has done the last couple of years? See you guys in the back of your mind as you're
preparing? Oh, yeah, definitely. You definitely got to see the ball at the tee. You know, I think you see it a lot in college football now, even in the pro. I think you're just watching a game and you see that front line, you know, wants to get back and block, and next thing you know, they just tap it 10 yards and everybody runs and get it. So, you know, you definitely gotta have that in your back of your mind. And Coach tells the front line that a lot, you know, see the ball at the tee, make sure it goes over your head before you start running back. So, you know, it's a good job by the coaches.